In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The doctrine on which the Church stands or falls is justification, that we are saved not on account of our own works or efforts, but by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. But how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This, then, is the purpose of doctrine, your salvation. The word of Christ which you hear is doctrine. The faith which is kindled in your hearts through that word of Christ by the Holy Spirit holds fast to doctrine. You are saved through doctrine. Better said, you are saved through the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Admittedly, this may sound a little strange, because we are not accustomed to speak in this way. But we should recognize that there is no avoiding doctrine, whether inside of the church or outside of it. For doctrine is nothing more than something that is taught, advocated, or believed. And therefore, everything we think, say, or do is based on doctrine, the doctrines that we hold. In the political realm, you vote for the candidates or the policies you do because you agree with the doctrines they represent. Sports teams hire and fire coaches all the time because of the doctrines they promote. But here in the church, your faith clings to doctrine. Indeed, there is no faith apart from doctrine. Just try to imagine for a moment what a doctrineless faith would be. It's impossible. You cannot do it. Even if you were to strip away every single particularity from the Lutheran Church, you would still have doctrine, albeit of the lowest common denominator. I believe in a God still is doctrine. It posits the doctrine of some God. Atheism confesses the doctrine of the non-existence of God. Agnosticism confesses the doctrine that God is unknowable. In the end, whatever you believe, or don't believe for that matter, is based on doctrine. But to say that all beliefs are based on doctrine is not to say that all beliefs are good, for not all doctrines are true. The doctrine that states that God is a mere myth or fantasy is obviously false doctrine. But so are those doctrines that claim that the God of the Bible is just one legitimate understanding of an almighty being among many, or the doctrine that Jesus Christ was just a good man who taught us something about God. Equally false are those doctrines that God has elected one man to serve as his infallible voice on earth, or that God should work apart from his means of word and sacrament, which are mere symbols or signs, representations of divine realities. So then, which doctrines are true? Or rather, which doctrines matter? Which doctrines should we teach and believe and hold fast to? Jesus answers that this evening in Matthew chapter 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Again, Jesus said, all. There is no hierarchy of doctrine. There are no doctrines that are more necessary than others. There are no doctrines that are irrelevant. All means all. Jesus commands that each one of his teachings, his doctrine, is to be taught and believed. But as with everything Jesus commands, this is ultimately for your good. Whenever Jesus gives a command, it's for your benefit, because he loves you. Jesus wants you to hear and learn all that he has in his doctrine, because he gives it all to save you. This is how you have become his disciple, through baptism and through the teaching of all that he has commanded. This is how you have peace and righteousness, as Isaiah wrote, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like the grain. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Yes, Jesus gives his doctrine to you for your peace, for your righteousness, lasting unto eternity. For in this doctrine you hear that good news that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, became true man, born of the Virgin Mary, for you and for your salvation. In this doctrine you hear that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, to make you his own, to redeem you from all of your trespasses. In this doctrine you hear that Jesus rose again on the third day to life everlasting, never to die again, that you may have the absolute certainty that in him, though you die, yet shall you live. And you who believe in him shall never die. In this doctrine you hear that the forgiveness which he won for you on the cross is given to you in baptism and the Lord's Supper, and the word which is preached to you. As it is written, how beautiful are those who preach the good news. In this doctrine you hear that you have a home, not of this earth, a heavenly home, where you will rest in the arms of your loving Savior, awaiting in peace the resurrection on the last day, where you will dwell in perfect paradise forevermore. All of this is why we Lutherans insist on pure doctrine. This is why we are serious about what we and others teach and preach. For we want, as God wants, all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that truth is found in Holy Scripture alone. It is not our own doctrine. It's not something that we've come up with or developed over the centuries, nor was it created by Martin Luther or any other man. This doctrine comes to us from God, in his word, his perfect word. And being God's word, the Holy Spirit is at work, powerfully to save every sinner who hears it and believes it from death and hell. Yes, where there is pure doctrine from Scripture alone, God is at work for your good, to bring you to true repentance and sorrow over your sins, to create and sustain saving faith in your hearts, to forgive your sins and give you life and salvation, to motivate you and move you to new lives of good works that please your Father in heaven, to give you full and lasting hope for the end of your life and for the day of judgment. And so indeed, the doctrine on which the church stands or falls is justification, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus alone. And that's why doctrine matters. For faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Again, doctrine. And so this evening we pray that God the Father would keep us in that pure doctrine of his Son Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit unto life everlasting. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.